Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
There are only three things you can do with it. You can save it, spend it, or give it away. It's money, the most explosive and troublesome issue involving families today. It isn't really how much you have or how little you have, rather it's what you do with what you have. The handling of money is the number one problem facing people today. The problem, simply put, is that we spend far too much, save far too little, and end up with nothing to give. Martin Luther spoke of three conversions, the head, the heart, and the purse. And they usually take place in that order, with the purse being the very last to be thoroughly converted. Why should a person give away hard-earned money? Have you ever asked yourself that? In asking, you, of course, forgot that God gave you the energy to do what you did, and that a combination of circumstances, most of which you had no control over, made it possible for you to work and have a job in the first place. Good luck, we sometimes say. No, it is more than luck that causes the fields of one farmer to produce, while another sustains blight. The Old Testament clearly taught that a tenth or a tithe of your income belonged to the Lord, and giving that tithe or tenth was one of the oldest expressions of worship. It goes clear back to the days of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But did God's expectations change after Christ came? In answering that question, I would say yes and no. Here's how. No, in the sense that God's expectations, especially when it came to giving, were not Lord. Jesus rebuked the Pharisees of his day for their hypocrisy, but he commended them because they gave a tithe or a tenth of their resources to God. But Jesus demanded more of his followers than were required under the law. Here's how. He challenged, "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." Whereas the law required a tenth, grace requires 10/10, or my entire allegiance. It is the voluntary relationship of a slave to his master whereby a person acknowledges Jesus, not merely as a Savior, but as Lord. As Luther put it, this means my head, my heart, and my purse as well. It implies that I voluntarily acknowledge that what I have belongs entirely to the Lord, and therefore my resources, including my money, are mine to use, but never to abuse. All right then, should we give all of our money away and expect God to meet our needs? Some have done just that. William Borden gave away his millions and went to Cairo as a missionary, refusing even to own an automobile. His life motto was, no reservation, no retreat, no regret. Yet the Bible does not ask you to do this. The parable of the talents in Matthew 25 stresses the fact God expects you to use what he has given to you wisely for his glory. No farmer sells his entire crop. He keeps some of the seed for the next harvest. The New Testament shows that giving provided for the work of the churches, the missionary journeys, the evangelistic crusades of the first century, for social needs including the poor. Giving is God's pattern, demonstrated by the fact he gave his Son. Amazing but true is the fact the person who acknowledges what he has belongs to the Lord ends up with more than he had in the beginning.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.